Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks, and with me is writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there.
Yeah, we were coming up with ideas for the Tech Stuff podcast, and instead of doing an article, we found one of those concepts that runs across several of our articles, and it's called Moore's Law.
That's right. And don't let the name fool you. It's not actually a law. You're not going to get in trouble if you break it. You'll probably get a round of applause. Moore's Law is more of a concept that's kind of been tweaked a bit over the years. It's not exactly the same thing as it was when Gordon Moore proposed it back in 1965. But in general, the concept remains pretty much the same.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Gordon Moore, who was the founder of Intel, actually didn't even want to call it Moore's Law. His friend from Caltech, a professor at Caltech, decided to call it Moore's Law. It was a concept that Dr. Moore proposed in a paper with the exciting title Cramming More Components onto Integrated Circuits. It was published in Electronics Magazine in 1965. And basically what Moore's Law is, you know, he said, as you make semiconductors, the more transistors that you put on a chip, you'll be able to double that within the span of a year.
Right.
And, you know, he actually had to revise it. It's not a law. He had to revise it because of the way they manufacture chips. It actually went up to 1.5 years and then 2 years. And, you know, now it's starting to slip a little bit as the laws of physics are catching up with manufacturing.
Right. And the definition was tweaked also by saying, OK, instead of just saying the number of transistors, maybe we should word that as in computing power. Like every 2 years, the computing power on a chip doubles. And this has pretty much been holding true throughout the history of electronics and computing. mainly because not from a technological standpoint, although that plays a huge role as people improve manufacturing techniques and things like that. But really from a commercial and social standpoint, we're talking about companies that they have to meet expectations now, because everyone knows about Moore's Law and everyone knows that a computer has to be twice as powerful as it was 2 years ago. And now companies feel like that's actually a standard they have to meet. It's no longer dictated by technology. It's dictated by expectation.
Yeah, that's true. If you go onto Intel's website, they actually have a section of the site dedicated to Moore's Law. And if you read through it, you know, you don't even really have to read very deeply into it. They talk about how they are attempting to keep that standard. Right. So it's kind of funny that, you know, it's this nebulous, you know, artificial
prophecy.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're trying to make it happen.
Right.
One of the funny things about, Dr. Moore's prophecy though in 1965 is, he said that, in his paper, he says that if they are able to meet these standards, that we would be able to, have certain conveniences, you know, that are able to make our lives easier, such as, you know, computers in the home or mobile communications devices.
Right. But, so he predicted cell phones.
Yeah. In 1965. Yeah.
Yep. The interesting thing here is that Moore's Law can't go on forever. And that's because of the laws of physics. The laws of physics state, specifically quantum physics, that when you get down to a certain level, the things that a circuit needs to be able to do, you just can't do at a certain size. And we're talking about just a few nanometers in size. And a nanometer is a billionth of a meter. So it's very, very tiny. Well, at 5 nanometers, a logic gate can no longer perform, electron gate can no longer perform what it's meant to do. Now, these gates, what they do is they allow electrons to pass through or not pass through. That ends up translating into a 1 or a 0. Basic bits here. But an electron gate that's 5 nanometers or smaller in size can't do that because an electron can tunnel through it. It doesn't actually make a hole. It just passes through. It's as if it's on one side at one moment and on the other side at the other, and somehow it just passes through. It's one of those weird things about quantum mechanics. So you can't make anything that size because you can't control the electrons. So that's really the limit. Even if we figure out a way of making things that small, it won't work.
I also read that, of course, as you increase the number of transistors, you're also increasing the amount of electricity that it needs.
That's right.
And that also affects the amount of cooling that you're going to
right.
have
you
to have because
to have
that just heats
cooling.
Everything up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of time, I guess, before we reach the end of Moore's Law, and then we'll have to see what manufacturers do to you know, just pump up computers and electronics just that much more.
That's right.
whatever tricks they pull out of their bags. Well, if you'd like to read more about articles in which we mention Moore's Law, you can read Jonathan's How Quantum Computing Will Work and How PCs Work. And there are several others on HowStuffWorks.com that are up today that you can check out. So for now, thank you very much for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.